Crystal Ball.
Bill Thompson at Thinking Digital 2023.
Yeah, up on the first floor of Sage Gateshead outside the Northern Rock Foundation Hall, next to a big banner that says BBC, build the BBC, come and work for us. I'm here with the day job.
Yeah, and you, is it your partners or sponsors? What's it called?
I'm not sure. We give Herb money, he lets us have some space and some free seats. I don't know, friend of the family. Always friends of Thinking Digital.
Why?
So two reasons. First, because Herb's an old mate and Thinking Digital's worth supporting in many ways. And I'm lucky enough that within the BBC, we've just created from nothing the Northeast Technology Hub. And so we are recruiting at the moment and we want people to be aware of our presence. And this is a great way to do both of those things. And so given that the BBC has a modest marketing budget, I got to spend a little bit of it being here. And we have the banners we take around the country and some of our recruitment team here. So the idea is that I want to come to the conference. I want to see people like you. And I can piggyback on the fact that the BBC wants to promote its presence here. Basically, over the last 2 years, we've refurbished what was quite a sad 1970s building, made it into a really great place to work. We've recruited 25 software developers, UX people, testers, and data scientists. We're growing, and really, sort of, for me, it's coming back to my roots. I was born just the other side of the river in Newcastle and lived in Jarrah till I was 5. So it's really lovely for me to hang out, to see lots of old friends, and to be doing it under the cover of the day job. So I'm not just sneaking out, I'm actually working. This is me working, sitting on this chair, talking to you, counts as paid work.
And I forgot how much of this part of the country is in your DNA.
Yeah, I know. The thing is that the accent went long, long ago. And for quite a long time, I think I was quite divorced from the place. I think from my 20s onwards, I didn't really have... My parents had stopped coming up here for family holidays. I wasn't really seeing people. Most of my relatives had moved away. I just didn't feel connected to it. And then, at the turn of the century, about 2005-06, I got heavily involved with Tyneside Cinema as part of my work with Cambridge Film Festival. And that really changed things for me. It gave me a reason to be here that was about my profession and who I was in the world. And then I could own my sort of family history here. I wasn't just here because I had cousins or relatives. I was here being Bill. And then I built on that. And then when I was given the opportunity to get more involved with what the BBC is doing in Newcastle and the Northeast, it was an easy thing to say yes to.
And Tyneside, I think, was Clicks and Mortar, one of the first places we got to hang out for a particular series called The Ambition, was it?
That's right. Ambition was an Arts Council programme. The IT was big in it. But funded arts organisations as they tried to figure out what was going on with digital technologies. And yeah, Mark Dobson was creative enough to fund a programme activity called The Pixel Palace. I came up with that name. I like that name. And Clicks and Mortar was the 3-day conference we had. There were artworks in the building. There was interactive cinema. There was a whole load of cool stuff going on. And then we had a conference as well. And yeah, I remember hanging out with you there. I still have that photograph you took of me in the bar looking down. And there's a red vase just behind me. And I still use that photo occasionally.
Excellent stuff. What kind of... You obviously got a chance to go into some of the talks. Anything stand out for you?
So I was only... Sadly, meetings. And it's only lunchtime now, so there's more to go. I saw the first 3 talks, and I particularly enjoyed The Cosmologist. Talking about the early universe and how our modelling of the early universe using hypotheses about the gravitational pull of dark matter can explain the deep web structure of multigalactic clusters and why this is quite interesting in terms of our cosmological theories. It's one of those things where it was nothing I didn't know. Right? I know this stuff. And so I could just watch and admire the quality of the presentation, the quality of the science communication. Sometimes it's really nice to sit in a talk where you know all the stuff because you can actually say, he did that really well. That transition was lovely. The complicated thing he didn't tell us, nobody needed to know. It was beautifully done. And then he segued into a lovely thing about, well, if I can simulate the history of the universe on my supercomputer now, surely future humans can simulate all of human existence and we live in a simulation. No, that's bullshit. Have you calculated the energy consumption of a universe? it's a universe is worth, which is very much Borges, the map is the size of the territory. And that deserved a better laugh than he got. He could have played that one for laughs, he didn't. Nonetheless, it was a beautiful exercise in how to do complicated science to a literate audience that doesn't know this stuff and do it really well. So I loved it.
So
And I need to find his name now, but I haven't got it. So when you upload this, could you just give his name?
Because you've got the program. I will be linking him because I was quite taken with that talk as well. It's almost obvious where you sit on the are we in a simulation fence?
No, we're not in a simulation. This is all you get. Be nice. Love people. Be kind. Be generous because this is it. This particular collection of atoms is all you've got. And when it's over, it's all gone. You'll only be memories in the people around you. And if they don't remember you fondly, well, what the hell was the point?
I think Douglas Adams was right all along. That was the church I never got to go to. And thought, you knew. Did you know him?
I met Douglas a few times. Yeah. He was a lovely guy.
Yeah.
I know John Lloyd better. Who was the producer and co-writer, he would say, man who got Douglas out of trouble a lot of times. John is a lovely, lovely man and worth hanging out with if you ever get the opportunity.
If Herb rocked up here right now and says there's a gap in the programme, I know you've got to go and you wouldn't be able to do it, but I need you to talk about something, Bill. What would it be? What would be important or on your mind enough to share with everybody?
The parallels between the way Mary Midgley, Iris Murdoch, Philippa Foote and Elizabeth Anscombe pushed back against the absurdity of logical positivism and the English analytical philosophical tradition to reinsert metaphysics and the connection between facts and values into modern philosophy, and the dangers of large language models and how we get metaphysics back into the metaverse to connect a proper theory of knowledge into our AI systems and connect them into the language games that we play as humans.
I'm glad I asked. What would the final slide be?
Let's put metaphysics back into the metaverse. The final slide would be the meaning of a word is its pattern of use, which is a line from Wittgenstein, pointing out that words in a particular order only work because they are the expression of a community. And no machine is a member of a community. And we don't seem to have any plan or prospect of having a machine that even knows it exists, never mind knows we exist.
Wow, I always talk about the power in the auditoriums here at Thinking Digital, but the magic is in the corridors, and you're proving that once again. Thanks so much. Can we have an audio hug?
Good man.
Thanks so much for your time, Bill, and a safe trip back.